And now this is a dictation for Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E, Downs, D-O-W-N-S, October 11, 36, addresses a letter to Megan Boyk, B-O-Y-K, 8025955. Dear Mrs. Boyk, follow up for Arlene, chronic kidney disease, last visit October. Denies hospital visit, uses oxygen 2 liters as needed, night and day. Stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, stable chest pain, no palpitation, stable edema, no ulcers, no discolor of the toes. Uses a cane, no falling episode, excuse me, uses a cane, did trip at home on a rack, no loss of consciousness, did not go to the emergency room, family health 1 hour later, other review system negative, she has an ostomy, she hasn't been smoking 20 years or longer. Review system done. Medication list review. I will highlight the only blood pressure for AFib, diltiazem. Today weight 187, blood pressure 135/77, atrial fibrillation rate around 90. Lungs are clear, no pleural effusion wheezes, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, stable edema 2-3+. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 2.12, has fluctuated recently between 1.3 and 1.6. There is malanemia, minor low sodium, normal potassium. There is metabolic acidosis with high chloride, probably from the ileostomy. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, fluctuating levels of kidney function. She was not drinking enough liquids. We reviewed this 5 times in the presence of doctor, and she agrees she didn't drink as much as she normally does. She understands that there are ileostomy losses that needs to be replaced, that affects the kidney function. There is metabolic acidosis. We are going to start bicarbonate replacement 2 times a day. Has atrial fibrillation for what she takes rate control, Cardizen. No need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders. Other chemistry is stable. Also discuss at length with the patient and doctor. Continue to follow.